Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is William Butzelberger. I am the host and the founder of the Resilient Masculinity Podcast and Movement. Thank you for tuning in today and welcome back. If this is your first time, the Resilient Masculinity Podcast and Movement was created by me as a way to build a community and give men a resource, give men the equipment and the knowledge and the conversations to become more masculine, to become men, to become resilient to the dangers of this world, be it through corruption by the government, tyranny, false ideologies, and giving them the resources, the equipment, and the knowledge, and the community to become the men they are called to be. So thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoy this content, please like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff, because it does, it shares the message and it brings that out, and that way we can impact more men so they can serve, so they can provide stability and service and safety to themselves, to their families, to their communities, their businesses, their churches, and overall society. So again, thank you for tuning in today, and today we're going to just jump right in and we're going to talk about joyfulness. And that's a weird subject, right, for a guy? What do you mean joyfulness? What's that? That's not masculine. That's not rough and tumble. That's because it doesn't have to be. And right now, we're seeing, especially right now with the trucker convoy in Canada, we're seeing a lot of major crackdown on that in terms of the government labeling them terrorists and white supremacists. We're seeing emergency orders be put in place. We're seeing the potential for martial law to be enacted in Canada and for there to be massive uses of force to compel those men and women who are part of that to bend their knee to the government will. And the major thing that the government hates about it, the major thing that the enemy hates, okay, and when I say the enemy, not directly just talking about the government, I'm talking about the dark powers of this world. Okay, I think it's in Galatians, I think it's Galatians 5 if I remember, when Paul is talking about the enemy of the church. He says our struggle isn't against flesh and blood, it's not against people, but against the rulers, against the principalities, against the powers of this world, of the sinful fallen world, and against the spiritual forces of evil that are in the heavenly realms. So our struggle isn't man and man, it's ideology, it's worldview, it's that kind of stuff. And the enemy seeks to kill and destroy. And what's the opposite of that? What's the antithesis of seeking to destroy and bring harm and suffering? It's joyfulness. So if you've ever had a chance to talk to truckers in general, they tend to be pretty fun people. I work in logistics, I work in shipping. I have talked to a lot of down-to-earth, a lot of fun guys. There's some rough guys out there, but for the most part, they're just guys doing a job that they enjoy, so they can feed for their family and provide for them. And if you watch, I've had some viewing of the trucker convoy through a YouTube channel called Auto Walks, and it's a guy who's going through Canada, through Ottawa, and filming the convoys, and a few other YouTube channels out there that are broadcasting the trucker convoy in its entirety. You'll see that a lot of those men and women do it with joy. They've got this lightheartedness to them. They're laughing, they're joking, they're having fun, they're having a good time. Same thing with churches, okay? When churches were shut down, or were told to shut down, and they said no. No, the gathering of the church is not the government's responsibility. That is not their realm. And they said no. And they did it with joy. You know, you had pastors preaching because they love preaching. They love pastoring. They love the Word of God. They love God. And they did it with joy. Now, yes, there's frustration in that, right? There's frustration in seeing pastors arrested. There's frustration in seeing evil take hold. But the way we fight that is through joy, is through laughter, is through laughter is their enemy too. It's a great medicine for us, and it's an enemy for them, because they cannot stand seeing those that they want to oppress, that they want to bring their control and their will over. They hate to see people having a good time, having their lives full of joy and laughter and peace. My wife and I got married in the middle of COVID. We got married in April of 2020. I mean, we were not going to let the governor of Michigan tell us we couldn't get married. That wasn't the governor's choice. That was our choice. And we made the choice. You know, we decided we weren't going to let COVID or its restrictions stop our lives from happening, stop the lives that we felt God was calling us to live from happening. So what are your plans that the government or the powers of this world want to stop, and you're willing to say no? You know, I would love to have one day a house with some land that I can be more self-sufficient on. And through raising prices of assets and trying to encourage a lot of people get to go into debt and printing money like there's no end, you know, that could be seen as very hard. And it is going to be a hard journey. But that's a goal. And I'm going to do it joyfully. I'm going to work towards that goal joyfully. When I meet with my fellow Christians on Wednesdays, for Bible study, because I do work a weekend shift. I work all on Sunday, so I don't get to gather with church on Sunday, but I do get to gather on Wednesdays. And we have coffee, we have fellowship, we have a devotional. We get to pray and support each other, and it's a great time. And I get to do that, and I get to laugh, and I get to sit there with men and women of all ages, learning about God, learning more about what he is doing in their lives, encouraging them with how he's showing up in my life, and being encouraged by them as well. It's that community, right? It's that fun community. Do we have struggle? Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're a follower of Christ, you're going to face persecution. You're going to face trials. But we don't mourn in that. That's not a sad thing. I mean, we don't pray to experience bad things. We don't pray for suffering, but we pray that if we're going to suffer, and we will, that God gives us the strength to do it and do it well. I think it's attributed to the Braveheart movie. I can't say for sure. I can't remember. But there's something about, give me the strength to die well. Give me the strength to live well, too. Give me the strength to live full of joy, full of happiness, full of enthusiasm towards life, because I know that this isn't the end. This, you know, the Great Reset. We could talk for hours about the Great Reset, how they want to control everything. By 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. I'm happy now, because I put my happiness in something that isn't within their control. I follow a king that is not their king. I follow a king whose rule is not limited to their values, their structure. Yes, I live in a physical world with physical needs, but I've got a God who is able to provide for those needs beyond their system. And so I can laugh, I can be joyful, Men, harvest that. If you're going to harvest an attitude, harvest that attitude. Because it's going to bring much better results in your life. You're not going to be as worried. You're not going to be as stressed. Yes, there's still bills to pay. Yes, working 60 hours a week drains the body. Absolutely. But there's a bigger reason, right? There's more to it. And that's what we're striving for. And here at Resilient Masculinity, that's what we strive to encourage and build upon. So that as men, we have three categories of purpose, if you will. That is to provide, first of all, safety. Right, making sure people around us are safe. Our families are safe from physical danger. Our communities, our churches, our businesses, that they are safe. We are protectors, and we provide that. Two is stability. Whether it's in family, again, having a good, strong father figure, a mature, healthy father figure. Whether it's in your community, kids need that who don't have that. Your businesses need good, stable leaders, and your churches need good, stable shepherds who can guide and instruct and help bring people to the right path. And then third is, it's an attitude, right? It's an attitude of service. So everything I do, whether it's working 60 hours a week or serving on the as the leader for missions at my church, or, you know, providing emergency communications for my county, it's all done in service. It's all done because I value these people more than I value myself. And it's because I live a life dedicated to them. And in doing so, it brings God glory. Of course, not everyone who listens to this is going to be Christian, and that's okay, you may have a different worldview, but that's the worldview of this organization. And in doing so, that's the worldview we bring our ideas and our posts and our encouragements through. So again, if this was helpful, please like, please share, subscribe, send it out to someone you know. Send it out to two people you know will like it, and then send it to one person who you don't think will like it. And see if you can't, I know you were talking about how down you've been about, you know, the Great Reset. Check this guy out. Maybe he might, you know, have something for you. Share it, because this is the kind of messaging that needs to go out. And yes, there's reason to be prepared, but there's no reason to worry. So men, continue to go out there, continue to work, continue to provide protection and safety, stability and service to your family, to your churches, to your businesses, to your communities, and to society. Until later, till next time we talk and we engage, take action today and become the men you're called to be, the strong, resilient, capable men that you are called to be. Thank you very much, and I'll see you next time.